what are your impressions of the Patriots defense?
Well, they've done a great job so far. You know, obviously, they've made some plays and everything. You know, they've got some experienced players, you know, up front, and obviously Wolfork and the linebackers are extremely talented. You know, I think the main thing with their secondary is, you know, they've made some plays when they needed to, you know, and so I think more than anything, you just got to play smart football. They're coached extremely well, obviously, and so I think the main thing is just play great football.
Did you have any experience with them before the draft?
I did talk to the Patriots beforehand, before the draft and everything. Had several meetings with them at the Senior Bowl and I forget where I was, the combine. But yeah, I mean, I didn't talk to them, you know, too much after that. But I did have some conversation with them, yes, sir.
Hey, Russell, what's it like playing for Pete Carroll?
It's unbelievable. I mean, the passion that he brings to the game is there's nothing like it. You know, the fact that and he brings so much energy to practice, so much energy to our meeting rooms. He keeps it loose, but at the same time, he keeps us extremely focused. He's a very very good person to communicate with. You know, in terms of, you know, if you know, you're thinking about anything or you have some ideas or whatever it is. You know, and so that's the great part about it all.
How does he compare to other coaches you've had? How does that persona?
You know, he's a little bit different for sure. He definitely has his own style, which, you know, I definitely like. You know, he's his own individual. He believes in really, you know, helping his players a lot. Coach Bielema was a lot like that at Wisconsin too, as well. And then in terms of Coach O'Brien was similar, but, you know, definitely different from Coach Carroll.
There's a lot of attention paid to your height. Has that always been that way for you?
Say it one more time.
Has there always been a lot of attention on your height, I guess, or your lack of height?
You know, I definitely think so. I mean, it's but my height's not a factor. You know, I'm 5'11", but I believe that, you know, my height doesn't define my skill set, and that, you know, I have all the confidence in the world in my ability. You know, you just I've worked at my craft. You know, I've worked on having a high, quick release, throwing the ball on time, you know, with rhythm and just delivering accurate football. I think that's what it really comes down to. And then, you know, in this game, you know, it's really, you know, as you look at the great quarterbacks, you know, obviously the guys like Tom Brady, you know, you look at it and, you know, you got to have great leadership, first of all, and then you got to have great attention to detail, and you just, your competitive nature, you know, it has to be relentless, and I think that's something that I try to bring to the table every single Sunday.
So do you get tired answering questions like that, though, about your height?
No, that's always going to be the case. You know, I'm not going to change. God made me this way for a reason. You know, I'm not making any complaints.
How much fun is it to watch Marshawn Lynch carry the ball?
Oh, man, it's spectacular. I mean, watching him just every day in practice, his attitude, the way that he approaches the game, it's so much fun to watch and be a part of. He's a very, very talented player. He works at it. He studies film, you know, a lot. And just, you know, just and it just watches, you know, when you hand the ball off and then some of these runs that he's making, you know, he gets the first 10 yards and then the last, like, 5-8 yards, just watching his feet, there's nothing like it. You know, the way he moves his feet, he has great, great balance, tremendous vision. And just great determination to get the first down.
What's the craziest thing you've heard about that controversial play at the end of the Packers game?
The craziest thing I've heard, I don't know. I've moved on from that game. You know, I've got a big feat in front of us. We got to get ready for the, you know, New England Patriots. And that's all I'm concentrating on right now.
Did you have any quarterbacks you wanted to emulate as you were going along through the process?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, the guy I watch the most is Drew Brees, because he's similar in stature. The way he, you know, like I said earlier, that leadership, that attention to detail, that competitive nature that he brings to the table is relentless. And so, you know, I love watching him play, you know, and so just watching his footwork, the way he delivers the football, his, you know, high, quick release with the ball on time. And then I like watching other quarterbacks too, you know. Obviously, over the years, I've watched, you know, Tom play and just watched the way that, you know, he's delivered in clutch situations, and that's something that, you know, you develop over time, and that's something that you always work on, you know. And so, you know, with that determination, that's always, you know, something that I admire for sure.
Russell, how would you describe the environment of a home game in Seattle?
Well, first of all, there's nothing like it. you know, I played in a lot of stadiums in college, you know, playing in front of 100,000 people, and here, I'm not sure exactly what it is. It's probably 65, 66,000. I'm not sure exactly, but, I mean, it's ferocious in that stadium, just how loud it is, and the energy that the 12th man fans bring in CenturyLink, and there's nothing like it in the National Football League, I'm sure. And so just that energy, that passion that our fans bring, it really heightens our ability to play at an even higher level, just because they bring so much energy, and we always bring the energy no matter what. But when you have that 12th man on your side, that always helps.
Russell, when you go against a secondary as large as the one that you have there in Seattle, particularly the corners that you face, you know, maybe in practice, how difficult do they make it for a quarterback, you know, given their range and their speed and their size?
I mean, that's the first thing I noticed day one, you know, and I knew that was going to help me, you know, throughout, you know, my career here. It's just the fact that their ability to be so physical, to be great ball hawkers of the ball, you know, in terms of intercepting the ball, in terms of just ripping it away from guys, and then just to watching them getting their leverage on the football, you know, whether if it's guys going deep, whether if it's guys cutting across their face and them intercepting it or knocking it down, they're just so quick with their feet, and they have so much speed and so physical. And so, you know, you got, you know, four great DBs back there all the way across the board that are tremendous, tremendous athletes, tremendous football players, and have so much knowledge of the game. And to be able to go against them, I asked them a lot of questions to try to help me out and just try to continue to develop and ask them if they see anything to help me grow. And that's great for, you know, for our organization and for me personally, just to be able to go against those guys every single day.
Has there been any instance where they've been outmatched?
Oh, man, I haven't seen one yet, you know, and so I think the main thing is they just got to keep going and keep working at what they're doing. We got, you know, tremendous wide receivers here that have definitely pushed them to get better, and that's the thing that Coach Carroll brings to the table every day in terms of the idea of competing, you know, that we go hard every single day in terms of competing, you know, one-on-one type stuff, or if it's in the actual practice, you know, we just really compete for the football, and that's what makes them better, and that's what makes our receivers better.
How central is that idea of competition to Coach Carroll's philosophy?
It means everything. You know, he always talks about the always compete idea, and just, you know, we always have to compete no matter what it is. You know, we're always competing against the other team in terms of the film room and the weight room, or if it's at practice. And so you have to bring that mentality to the table every single day, and then, you know, you play like a little game in your head, you know, just to, you know, that kind of idea of, okay, you know, I got to beat this guy today doing whatever it is, or I got to prepare the right way, I got to get my feet right, I got to make some plays today, whatever it is. You know, and the idea of just staying in the now, one play at a time too, is another thing that we talk about too. It's just, you know, get after every single play if you can, and that just heightens everybody's ability in the long run, and that really helps our football team.